Temperature reading of 82 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. More exciting baseball action from Richmond. We take you back to Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Yeah, some changes here for the Lake Henry Lakers, Don.
Grant Littlewick will come in to do some mound duty here in the seventh inning. Colin Spooner is going to go over to third. Josh Campson will come in from right field. Carter Russell will go to right field.
So it looks like
Jason Campson will go over to second base.
Yeah, so five positions affected on that move there by Lake Henry. Third, second, first, pitcher in right field.
So Sam Hupfer would be, Colin Spooner would be in his spot, I believe.
So Grant Ludwig taking the rest of his warm-up tosses. It's Region 15C Baseball, and we're brought to you by the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Sportsman's Dan of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena in Farming, south of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Scooters Trucking over in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, and Rambo Incorporated, some of our Region 15C sponsors. Joe Stangler in the batter's box now, the number nine hitter, batting with runners at first and third. Nobody out for Nemunik here in the seventh. And Ludwig, ready on the mound, delivers to Stangler, a strike called, an 0-1. Grant Ludwig threw on Friday night, but not a lot.
No, not very much. Did he throw a full inning?
I don't think he even threw a full inning,
Two-thirds, maybe?
You bet. Paul Sand going through those signs again. Joe Stangler wants him to go through those signs.
Five-position move here for the Lakers with Grant Ludwig coming in to pitch. That's a lot.
Breaking ball high in the count, 1-1.
One batter he threw.
One batter on Friday night. One ball, one strike the count to Joe Stangler. Reeland at third takes a lead. Peyton Rademacher at first takes a lead, and the pitch is high. And 2-1. Richmond El Rosa, that is our next game. That is an elimination game this afternoon. And then it'll be Meyer Grove and Spring Hill elimination game at about 4. There's a strike call to Joe Stangler, and now the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Now, looks to me like this game ain't over with yet.
A lot of ball game.
A lot of baseball.
The kick, the pitch. Stangler rips it past Quaid at short into left field. An RBI single for Joe Stangler, and it's 6-3. Stangler comes through. And now we have the top of the order, Jacob Hinnenkamp. Still nobody out. Grant Ludwig, he had a collision over at first with Ty Reller, and I think he's still feeling some of the effects of that collision. Jacob Hinnenkamp so far today, 0-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. Rademacher leads from second. And Hinnenkamp takes a strike call to 0-1. Joe Stangler over at first.
So we have the tying run at the plate here in the top of the seventh.
Hunter Rademacher on deck. And Hinnenkamp wanted to bunt it. They're saying a strike. I think he fouled it. It was a foul tip. Or not.
I don't think so.
No. So it was not a foul tip. He offered at it, 0-2. Runners move up to second and third, though, because it got away from Shane Campson. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, Hinnenkamp, ground ball to short. It's going to score Peyton Rademacher. Quaid to first, 6-3 on the putout, and the Lakers get an out, and it's a two-run seventh for Nemunik, now 6-4. Holding on at second is Joe Stangler. If you're Nemunik, Don, you're going to take that.
Oh, you absolutely.
To get a run?
A little hesitation at the runner at third base there, but he's seen that it was going to be deep in the hole, and then he took off. It did go on contact.
Here comes Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hunter on the day, 2-for-3. And the pitch, a strike called, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Shane Campson throwing that sign down for Grant Ludwig. The pitch on the way. Hunter Rademacher slaps it to second. Jason Campson, the throw to first, and Josh Campson hanging on to it. They are calling him out over at first. He said he had it long enough. Gunderson did. As Josh Campson was spinning around, it came out of his glove. Tell you, this last inning has had everything here from the bottom of the sixth to the top of the seventh, and now we're going to see an intentional walk to Will Funk. And it'll bring Nick Stengler to the plate.
Number seven, so you're putting Stengler. A go-ahead run on at the plate here right now, 6-4 with two runners on.
Nick Stengler on the afternoon, 0-for-3. So Joe Stengler at third. Will Funk at first. Josh Campson saying something to the base umpire. I don't know exactly what was the talk there, but Nick Stengler takes a ball. Well, they call it a strike on the inside corner, and 0-1.
Curveball.
No balls, one strike. Well, they kick the pitch by Ludwig. That's low for a ball and 1-1.
Grant knows a little bit about Nick Stengler because the first two pitches were curveballs. So I think he's a pretty good fastball hitter, isn't he?
Yes, he is. 1-1 the count to Stengler. Nick, a drive to right field. That's Wessel trouble. Giving chase, and that one is foul. Foul, says the home plate umpire. And Nick Stengler... The home plate umpire saying foul. Shane Campson saying foul. And my bird's eye view said it was foul, too. I thought it was foul as well. Carter Wessel had dove.
Wow.
But it wasn't by much.
That'd be really close.
That was very close down the line. So Nick Stengler has to go grab the bat again. One ball, two strikes.
Oh, I don't think that was 6 inches or a foot either way, was it?
It was, no, not even 6 inches,
I
no.
I don't think so.
One ball, wow. Two strikes, two outs, two on. First and third, those runners. Stengler back at the plate. We'll do it all again. Here's Ludwig's 1-2 pitch, and Stengler fouls it to the backstop, and the count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And I said it yesterday, I'm glad we don't have replay. We just got to live with it. Just live with it. The pitch, high for a ball, and 2-2.
The umpires are earning their money in this game.
They are. Yes, they are.
And that's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Two balls, two strikes. Grant Ludwig delivers, a little changeup, grounded to first, and through Josh Stengler's glove into right field. Joel Stengler scored. Here goes Will Funk to third, and he'll slide in safely, and it's 6-5 on a single by Nick Stengler. Single.
Boy, am I glad I said this game wasn't moving at a fast pace.
And it'll bring Chad Funk to the base. Or to the plate. I don't know. Chad just stepped behind home plate and he looked down the right field line and he shook his head. I don't know if he was trying to send a little message there or not.
That or he's going, man, that was close.
Yeah. First and third for the Silver Streaks yet. Two outs. Chad Funk today, 0-for-2. He had a sacrifice fly back in the first.
Chance got that subtle way of saying, hey, I don't know.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Pitch to Chad Funk. Ball two. 2-0. Ty Reller on deck. Chad Funk, the eighth man to bat here in the seventh for New Munich. 6-5 our score. And the pitch is low for a ball, and 3-0. Of course, Don, you had a jinx us earlier. You said none of our games have gone over five runs yet, and so now we've got six.
Okay.
And there's a strike call.
That's not a
joke. I know. It's nitpicky.
Yeah, that's kind of nitpicky.
All right. Three balls, one strike. It's almost to the point where you're not going to be able to talk at all.
Is that what you're working up to?
3-1 the count. Funk takes strike two. Called. And the count full. 3-2. So we'll see Nick Stengler off on that 3-2 pitch with two outs.
Watch Will Funk over here at third base on that little flip up in the air bag from Shane Campson here. He's
Funk, a ground ball. Spooner knocks it down, throws to first, high throw, can't get it. Campson goes down on to the plate. Is Joe Stengler, both Chad Funk and Josh Campson hurt. A tag out at the plate on Nick Stengler to end the inning. But both players over at first base rolling around. And Nick is tagged out at the plate to end the inning. Whoa. I think Shane Campson hustled and threw that one. And who put the tag on him at home?
Grant Ludwig.
Grant Ludwig put the tag on him at home. That ends the inning. We're tied up, though. 6-6. Yikes.
What a wild inning.
So, I don't know if they're scoring Chad Funk's a hit or an error. I think it is an error. E5. And New Munich scores four runs in the inning. Four runs on three hits. There was one error and one man left on base. After 6.5, it's 6-6. Lake Henry and New Munich. We're back in a minute.
Farmers, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local Big Game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better. New Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you.
Coming up on 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading of 82 degrees. Boy, some exciting action going on over there at Richmond Ballpark. Yes, tied up now 6-6. We take you back to Richmond. More exciting coverage with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Well, it's been a wild inning. We've seen 10 runs scored in the bottom of the sixth, top of the seventh. We head to the bottom of the seventh. We're tied 6-6 as Shane Campson was at the plate last inning when Aaron Savelko was picked off. And the first pitch to Shane Campson from Will Funk, a strike called 0-1. Walds, one strike. Pitches high to Campson, and the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count. And Campson, a foul tip into the mitt of Joe Stengler, and strike two, 1-2.
Getting interesting here, Randy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Relief pitcher's game here today.
1-2.
8 hits apiece. Is that what I'm reading on the
scoreboard? You bet. 8 hits apiece. Campson takes low and away in the count 2-2. You got the players into it. The fan bases are into it.
Lots of people coming.
Oh, I know. The park is filling up on Sunday afternoon. Campson a ground ball to Reller at first. High will flip to Will Funk, and a 3-1 put out.
It's getting to the point where you don't know if you want to cross first base over there, because
you know,
been a couple of
the whole weekend.
Donnybrook's over there.
The whole weekend, it's been dangerous over at first. Absolutely.
Collision waiting to happen.
A lot of collisions. That'll bring Josh Campson to the plate. Josh, so far today, 2-for-3. He's been on the receiving end of a few bang-ups over at first. And the pitch, a strike called, 0-1. The ball's one strike to Josh Campson. The Funk pitch, that's high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Will Funk kicks, delivers, curveball, that's high, and 2-1. Tanner Reeland's over at third, Chad Funk at short. At second, it's Peyton Rademacher, Ty Reller at first. In left field, Hunter Rademacher, center field, Jacob Hinnenkamp out in right field, Nick Stangler. As Campson fouls it back and out of play in the count 2-2. I say that because their defense dynamic has changed since the start of the game, as has Lake Henry's.
Yes, it has. There's hardly anybody in their same position.
I know. I think Reeland, Hunter Rademacher, and the center fielder Hinnenkamp in their spots. Fly ball to center field. Boy, Hinnenkamp back at about 350 feet away in front of the 365 sign. Makes the catch for the out.
Ball carries if you hit it that way.
Two outs, and here's Matt Quaid. Matt Quaid, 1-for-3 today. We've had 4 home runs in this tournament. Haven't had any today yet as Quaid takes a strike, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. And Quaid swinging over the top of that breaking ball from Will Funk. Strike 2, 0-2. That was a big nasty. Brad Mergens had the only home run here in Richmond. He had that yesterday against Meyer Grove. Pitch in the dirt, 1-2. There's been 3 of them in farming. Ethan Vogt last night.
Mergen?
Nick Mergen, and also Aaron Sabelko.
Aaron Sabelko.
I kind of got the feeling this game's going to end with a home run somewhere. Here's Quaid, a foul ball down the third base line. And 1-2 yet. 6-6 our score in the bottom of the 7th inning. Richmond El Rosa, that follows this one about a half an hour after we're done with this ball game. The 1-2 pitch to Quaid. He pops this one up right in front of us here at the press box. Tanner Reeland coming and makes the catch for the out. That'll end the Lakers 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. We played 7. 6-6. New Minnick and Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of Famo feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of Famo and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-344-4431.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. Now from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
4 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock. We're at 82 degrees here in central Minnesota. A few more clouds than sun right now here at the station in Albany. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Richmond. It's Randy and Don.
Top of the eighth inning, Ty Reller leads it off for New Munich, facing Grant Ludwig. A strike call to Ty, and Ludwig delivers low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Middle of the silver streak order. Reller chops this one foul over to Paul Sand in the third base coach box. And the count, one ball, two strikes. It'll be Reller, Tanner Reelin, Peyton Rademacher here in the eighth. And the pitch to Reller. Taps slowly to short. Quade in on the grass. Throw to first in time to get Ty Reller, 6-3. One out. And Tanner Reeland steps into the batter's box. I don't know, there's a lot of collusion going on here. I feel like I'm in Washington with Randy Schoenberg and Don Heinen here. The totals, and they're not vote totals, they're ticket totals, are being... Just make sure everybody pays only once. We don't need any double paying today. Fouled to the screen by Tanner Reeland, and the count 0-2 to Tanner. Grant Ludwig's pitch, and Reeland down the third baseline, just foul.
Close.
And 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peyton Rademacher on deck. 6-6 our score here in the eighth. Reeland fouls it back and out of play. Oh, there's another job for Leo's Autobody and Glass. Beautiful downtown farming. That's a big dent.
That'll take dents, yes.
They take the dents out. Reeland chops it foul. Making Grant Ludwig throw some pitches here in the eighth. And a swing and a miss on the curveball. Reeland's out on strikes.
Nice curveball by Grant Ludwig. Changed speeds very nice on that one.
Well, Ludwig and Will Funk are now the pitchers of record.
Yes, they are.
Both our starting pitchers are off the hook. As Peyton Rademacher steps into the batter's box, and the first pitch is a ball, 1-0.
Yeah, they both threw well, five innings into the sixth.
Pitch a little bit high, and 2-0 to Peyton. Joe Stangler on deck. There's a strike on the outside corner, and 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Called strike two to Peyton Rademacher, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ludwig's pitch just missing outside, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
That was close to take, wasn't it?
It really was. And Rademacher swings at one in the dirt. Shane Campson chasing him a little bit, throws to first. And out is Peyton Rademacher on the strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on for New Munich in the eighth. We played 7.5, 6-6 our score. New Munich and Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. 9 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. And again, 82, our temperature here in Albany. More exciting baseball action. Back to Richmond. It's Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy Funenstein. Yeah, Dan Ray reminded me, too, that Isaac Nett had a home run.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
You're absolutely
so
right.
So Isaac's home runs skipped by us, too, so there's been actually five. Five home runs. And the Farming Flames have three of them.
Yes, they do.
Jason Campson will lead off the eighth for Lake Henry, and the pitch is high from Will Funk, 1-0. Looks like Buckman has qualified for the state tournament in 8C, beating St. Stephen 4-1 today. So Buckman headed to the state tournament.
Does that eliminate St. Stephen?
St. Stephen is eliminated. St. Stephen lost to Nisswa and now Buckman.
Wow. 20-0, I think that score was yesterday, wasn't
yep.
it?
Two balls, one strike, the count to Jason Campson. The pitch to Campson, low and inside, and the count 3-1. Three balls, one strike.